Blog Talk Radio.
I've learned how to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned how to suffer for. How you doing today, there, Reverend Henry, and all the listeners today?
Good morning. How you doing this morning? Can you hear me?
It's a beautiful morning. Reverend Henry, I can barely hear you this morning.
Can you hear me? Praise the Lord. I'll turn up that way back in my body. Yes, good morning. Is that better?
That's better. That's a little louder.
Praise the Lord. Good morning. I've learned how to live holy. I've learned how to live right. Praise the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a beautiful thing is you can testify that you have learned how to live holy, and that holy living is a must that we must do to be pleasing in God's sight. Holy living, as he said, I learned how to. Holy, I've learned how to live right. I learned how to suffer. For if I suffer, I'll gain eternal life. Praise the Lord. That's it. We know that there must be sunshine and rain for the day to be perfect. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We enjoy the beautiful sunshine of the Lord. Praise the Lord. But we must experience the trouble. And a lot of time we refer trouble to storms, to rain. Hallelujah. But God uses all that to make a perfect day. We thank Him this morning for His goodness, for His grace, for His mercy. Thank Him for His love. For the time He has blessed us to come together. Thank you, Lord. In His love. In His love. Thank you, Lord. And listen to that song. And learning how to live holy. I glanced at this beautiful book of the Lord. Psalms, just about what a blessing it is. So blessed is the man walking not in the council. Walking not in the council. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. If no one else had anything, but learn it for a moment, I like to look at that. What a blessing it is to walk down in the council.
Hey, Reverend Henry, Brother Randy just hit the one button.
Okay, praise the Lord.
I'm just ducking my head in, looking my head. I'm here with my brother. How you feeling this morning?
Good morning to you. Praise the Lord.
Good morning, my brother Nutty. We steady running this race. That's all, man. Got this one, man.
Steady running this race. That's all right. One beautiful thing about it, when we see Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
It's worth it all. Amen. And we don't run this race in vain.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, sir. When we see Jesus, all those what we call troubles, heartaches, they'll cease to exist. But one positive thing about trouble, we have someone who we can go to. When it's more than we feel like that we can bear.
Yeah.
When we have someone that lifts our heavy burden. We have somebody this whom we love, this whom we serve, this whom we try to express to others that they can have some help as they go through. We found
my brother
to be a friend. Yes, sir.
Hey, my brothers,
I just had a short time with you brothers, but I want to I want to say something if you guys don't mind.
Come on, brother.
Hey, man, we need to lift up a prayer, man. We need to lift up a prayer. You know, we need to lift it up for all mankind because it is, I'm not saying this because I'm the only one that don't know, right? But I do know that we need to lift up everybody in prayer, man. There is a pestilence. There's a disease that's running around and it's killing people, man. It's back going up again. And we need to, I know we want to encourage everybody to do things. We can't make nobody do nothing, you know, but we ask, but what can we do? We can pray. We can pray for the sick in the shut-in. Yeah, I know we don't want to leave out natural cause of death. You know, that could be anything. Man, there's a disease that's taking over real strong, and it's moving rapidly, man.
Oh, yeah.
If y'all brothers don't mind, man, can we lift up the body, man? You got 10-year-old, brother. Another tell me about a young man. You know, this stuff, people just leaving, man. It ain't discriminating. It was time with it. It was just a certain age, a certain group, and now we see that thing is not discriminating. You know, let's be encouraged that God is in control and to heaven call them off the prayer. And brothers and sisters, we need to pray. We need to pray. You know, you either coming out, or going in, like it to me. You know what I'm talking about? And I know God is speaking, man. So yeah, you might not. Everybody don't get that opportunity. I can remember back, brother Randy and brother Reb. I can remember that when we heard brother Dexter. I can remember, man, the words he said.
Yeah.
He said, man, I'm feeling better, man. The doctor said I'm going to be able to get out, and I'm going to go quarantine.
My
just
God.
That's what he said. That's what he said. He said he's going to quarantine. He said he's going to get back and sit back a 5 or 10 more days and then go reunite with his family. But the night he really had is with sleeping in the arms of God. That's what I'm saying. I know. I'm probably talking a little more than I probably need to be right now. I hear y'all talking. I just ask for y'all, man. Lift people up, man. A lot of people going through right now, man. Death is out there, man. Lift the people up, man. And really, brother Randy and Rev and whoever listen to me, really, generally, it doesn't affect you until it's at your front door. Well, let me tell you, this boy ain't missing no. It ain't missing too many people. It ain't missing too many people. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm going to say this, and I'm not speaking it on nobody. They don't even have a cure for it. Yeah, you might feel a little better. You might be feeling a little better, but it's probably 100% it's still in your system. You know what I'm saying? So they don't have a cure for it. You know, so it's out there, man.
Hey, where you go, Rev? You know, we have to get tested one time a week for the basketball, right? So they come back yesterday and tell us, well, if you caught it, you don't have to test no more because it's always going to be antibodies in your system. You're going to always, at least for 6 months,
know,
test positive for it. Oh, so
I know, man.
Thing, like, it really ain't no cure for it. You're always going to have
to.
God said,
oh, yeah. He said it, man, and it's going to be this time right here. He's going to put the pestilence out. He's going to put a disease out there, man. And it's in the last days, man.
Yeah.
We are in our last days, man. We might be that, Reverend Henry, we might be that generation.
Yes, sir.
We might be that generation. To see God again. We might be it. We might be that generation. You know, people say, see, you know, when you go to church and and they're not expressing this what's going on now, man, they want to hold on to members.
because they don't want to scare people, right? It's not scaring you if you will look at it like that way, because if you're in Christ, the Bible said absent out of the body is present with the Lord.
Oh, yeah.
You understand? Well, you ain't trying to hold your hand to go to heaven. Brother, I don't have the opportunity to go or come, but I do know I'm trying to prepare myself to get there. And whoever we can speak to, we're trying to put it in your heart that if you don't know the Lord in the absence of your sin, oh, help me, I don't know why I'm over here. If you don't know the Lord in the absence of your sin, get it right, man. Get it right, sister. Get it right. Brother, you don't have to wake up in the morning. Matter of fact, you don't have to make it the whole day. You know what I'm talking about? That disease is there. Yeah, it's a lot of people feeling good now. But brothers and sisters, I beg the difference. You go take a blood test, and that thing, like Randy said, it's still there. There's no cure. So where it's going? it's still there. So it's transferring from person to person to person. And God been covering us, man. Why a lot of us ain't been coming off the face of this earth. Yeah. God been covering us.
My.
Covering us, man. Oh, I know I'm running, bud.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I didn't want to do that, man. God gave me something recently, man, and I really believe He gave it to me, man. I have love for people, man. When I hear people tell me somebody died, somebody 10-year-old, you know, got corona dying, and you got 40-year-old, 50-year-old, 70, 80 just dying, you know what I'm talking about? And it's building itself back up, you know what I'm talking about? And I don't want to get on that. Who ain't vaccinated? That's gonna be between you and yourself, man. You know what I'm talking about? But I'm vaccinated. I'm fully vaccinated. And I'm tell you, I'd rather go this route than go the other way, just taking a chance. Not, you know, that's just on the other. That's on your own reconnaissance how you want to do that. But I do know we can pray though. We can pray if God will be done. If it be His will, with His love and His grace and His mercy. You know, that's where I'm at with that, man. I'm sorry, but that's what I wanted to. And I can't be here alone. I just wanted to let y'all know that.
Well, let's get it in, Rev. Start it off and go from there. You know, on the prayer. I truly believe that, I said. Oh, come on, brother.
You good?
I truly believe, I said it a few weeks ago, that, you know, we all need to come together as a body and come in complete surrender to God and have a national day of prayer. Because prayer works and, you know, powerful when everybody on one accord and in complete surrender and just pray for the nation, like you said, Reb. Come on, Reb. Come on, with you. Come on.
I'm seeing. What is it? See, that's Brother D just texted me. You know what I'm talking about? You know, he just texted me, and the people, two people he know close to him, tested. You know, positive. This stuff is there, man. You know,
yeah, it's there.
It's there, man. You know, and it's there, man. You know, and you know, we're gonna pray, and I'm just telling you, you don't have to believe in me and whoever, you know, I just hope if you listen to me by the sound of my voice right now, you hear my voice, please from God's heart.
Oh, yeah.
I'm really pleading for God's heart to have mercy on us if it's His will. If it's His will, my brother, to heal.
Yeah.
And heal completely. Yeah. If it's His will, we ask Him to remove it off of us. You know, if it's not, Lord, give us something to sustain through it. That's why I met with it, Brother Rand. You know what I'm talking about? Because I know we can't move out of His will. I don't care how much we holler. Mama lay in the bed right there, brother. I keep saying this. And I see her take a last breath. Her date was there. It hurt. It hurt truly to see your mother take a last breath. Mine, it did, you know?
Yes, Lord.
But I couldn't stop it. I prayed. I was asking God. It had to go for us, man. You know? But that's why we are today. We're not asking God to move out of His will. We're asking Him to move in His will, but give us strength, whatever decision He makes. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. We come with our hearts so open up to Thee, Lord. Lord, we come right now, Father God, there. the things that you already know. But, Lord, we want to bring it to the petition and supplication to your heart, Lord. Lord, we ask you, Father God, to forgive us for any sins we have done, known and unknown, Lord. This is a serious time to us right now. It's perilous time, Lord. Lord, there's sickness on every hand, Lord, where they are, corona, wherever the name they want to put on the disease, it's spreading real broad, Lord. Lord, even we don't even talk about diabetes anymore, Lord. We don't even talk about heart disease, and we don't even talk about cancer no more, Lord. This disease that took over all the social media, Lord. Even every show you look at it is coming up, Lord. We just ask you for your grace. We ask you for your healing. We ask you for your peace and love, Lord. Give us strength. Something right now, Lord, is pushing it hard, trying to be on this, even listening, maybe even trying to talk. Lord, give them a breath of air, breathe in the nostrils. Then they inhale and exhale. They feel some breeze come in, Lord. Touch their lungs, Lord. Lord, remove that sickness off of them. If there's any mucus there, Lord, we ask you let it come up like you wanted to come out, Lord. I ask you, Lord, let it be a complete healing, Lord. Maybe it might be a
somebody, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It went away, Ray.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, while we here, Lord, even the distraction. Oh, I know you spoke, Lord. You just showed me something, Lord. Even in your distraction, Lord, you spoke.
Yeah.
You know, and ain't too many people know what just happened, but someone been around the valley, I understand what I'm talking about. Lord, I'm telling you, I know you here, Lord. Lord, I believe when Jesus came to you, Lord, and he said before he rose up, Lazarus, Lord, he looked at you. He said, Lord, I know you hear all things. I said to you, but for the ones that stand around, Lord, I ask you to do it for them, Lord. Lord, cover them, Lord. Cover your people, Lord. There might be something that gave up, Lord, because they feel sick and tired of just giving up. They've never been on the oxygen, Lord. But, Lord, you dare giving them oxygen. Let them know that is a blessing, Lord. Lord, cover us, Lord. Move the mental factor out of this thing, Lord. It ain't got to the mental thing. People are mentally struck now, right now, Lord. Touch their minds. Lord, help us, Lord. Give us a word to say to them and encourage them, Lord. Give us some love of you there, so when they hear the word, they're not hearing with a cliche talk, but they're hearing the anointing of your Holy Spirit, Lord. Help us, Lord, to move your word and put it in someone's heart and wash them, Lord, and wash them whole. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for Brother Randy. We thank you for Brother Nutty. We thank you for Reverend Henry. We thank you for all the sisters and brothers to come out and listen time after time. Lord, we touch and agree. And ask this, not our will, but thy will, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Give us peace, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In your land, Lord. In your land, Lord.
Yes.
This we pray always in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God gave a pause, Reverend Henry.
Oh, yeah. You hear it,
Reverend, God gave a pause in my prayer.
Yeah.
You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
It was a little pause, man. Because you know what? He spoke. Reverend, don't talk about
mm-hmm.
He
yeah.
spoke. Reverend,
amen.
Oh, yes, my.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he spoke.
Let me tell you how bad this thing is. My own son tested positive
mm-hmm.
COVID, right?
Mm-hmm.
He don't have
mm-hmm.
not a symptom. He's not sick.
Yeah.
But he can spread it to others. Yeah, this is how this thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then we look up, there's three other kids on the basketball team that don't have not a symptom. But tested positive.
What they call it?
I'm talking about they don't have a cough.
Yeah.
They don't have a fever.
Yeah.
They don't have a sneeze, a runny nose, nothing. Nothing. Nothing at all. This is how this thing is spreading, y'all. You know, it's like you said, man, it's a plague on the land.
You know, hey man, I promise you, man, I ain't got about 5 more minutes. I'm gonna try to get this thing. Might turn around. I might have a little time with you, with the fellas, man. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you from the bottom of my heart. I can't make nobody do this here, man. But I just ask someone, let's pray every day about this.
Oh, yeah.
Let's lift it up every day.
Yeah.
If you're thinking about it, just lift them up. If you're not thinking about it, lift it up. You didn't hear what I said. So that means what? In season, out of season. Man, pray for it. It might not even be in your household. Pray for it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking
about?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's just me and my wife in my home. You know what I'm talking about? I'm going to live in her home. I'll just live there with her. You know what I'm talking about? And we look at each other, man, you know, and God been blessing, but we don't know. We might have it. You know what I'm saying?
You don't even know.
That's the choice about it. Like Brother Randy saying, we don't even know. And I'm going to say it like this here, man. It doesn't exempt you because you know God. Matter of fact, he might use you as one of his witnesses.
Oh, yeah.
He's still a healer. Oh, help me on the spirit. Man, I love you, brother. I love you, brother, man. I love, we need to pray, man. I don't know what y'all got going on. I'm sorry, though, man. We just need to keep that. We need to, if you don't mind, brother, another and sisters and brothers, all y'all, we need to do this every day. And before, after our service,
we need to keep this
before God. You know, we need to keep it for Him. You know,
we're
trying to get His attention.
Yeah.
One time, the children of Israel praying so hard, He said, "I hear you."
Oh yeah.
He said, "I hear you. I want them to hear us, man. I want to heal some people, man. There's some people I don't even know. Even my job, man. It's 22 people. My job. You know what I'm talking about? They can't come to work. You know what I'm saying? They won't even let them come, man. You know what I'm saying?
What you're talking about now is the maturity and the unity in the body of Christ.
Yes, sir.
Before God. Help me, Holy Ghost. You got to keep it before God. I don't know where that's at. I'm going to look right now, but something just came across my heart. It says the unity. And the maturity in the body of Christ. I was reading that somewhere.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
What you said, we got to keep it before God, even if it ain't in your at your front door. Oh, help
yes,
me,
sir.
Holy Spirit. Even if it ain't,
yes, sir.
It ain't involved, it ain't got nothing to do with you, you still got to come to the altar.
Yeah, you
got.
Yeah.
Brother.
You got to do his work.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know where that. Yeah. I don't know. It's the maturity.
Mm.
Oh, Rev, it's the maturity in the body of Christ when you aim for somebody else. My God.
When you say that, Brother Randy, hey man, you know that's a whole lot because you know what Jesus did. Jesus died for all of us, man. You know what I'm saying? Reverend Henry, I don't care how much we speak the same, preach, get up, try to build people's faith up. He died for you and I too.
Yeah,
oh, help me.
That's right.
Yeah.
He didn't just hang there because he had us preaching and teaching and singing and getting up in the morning waving our hand. You know what he did? He covered our sins.
Oh, yeah.
So why not pray for, like Brother Randy said, why not pray for your brother and your sister? Yeah, why not? Yeah.
My God.
Brother D. Oh. He's been going a little wild with that little what he got going on, that COVID thing. But let me tell you something. But he still get up. He still get on here. And he don't watch it. He'll hit the one button. He'll try to say 2-3 words. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, and I really believe this, Reverend Henry. You two, you as well, all. Brother, they're all y'all, everybody get on here that went that route. I like I said, Brother Man, I hate to sound redundant. I don't even know if I have it or not. I ain't never been tested. Well, I have. Yeah, I have. I have been tested. Let me take that back. But God been blessed. I tested negative, though, right? But what I'm saying is so far, you know, God has been blessed. I don't mean I'm out the way of catching that disease. It's all around me, man. It's all around us, man.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't. It's a lot of people. It's a lot of people I don't want to give it to, and one of the two is my auntie, and my pastor, and my first lady. Yeah,
my God.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. Mm-hmm. You hear what I'm saying? You hear what I'm saying, man?
My God.
Don't want to do it. I don't want to be the one to transfer to them. You know what I'm talking about?
My God.
Don't think I ain't talking about my wife. I that too, you know. If I keep naming, I'll be saying the whole world. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm just saying, though, you know. You know, because I do know that some of the older generations is really more acceptable to it. You know what I'm talking about? You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, y'all. Yeah. Let me be quiet, man. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got 2 minutes, y'all. I got to get out of here, y'all. I love you, brothers, man. And I'm sorry for cutting in, man. Y'all keep me in your prayer.
Well, before you go, Rev, to get back to the body, like you were just talking about, the body of Christ.
Yes,
sir. Go to Ephesians,
yes,
folks, before you leave us one time. Just be Ephesians, folks, one time. You
yes, sir.
I'll just give you a doggy bag to leave with, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Got you, definitely.
God the blessings of his
first blood. Thessalonian what? Is it First Thessalonian what?
Ephesians 4. Then what you just did.
Chapter 4.
And this is why I read this the other day when I said it came across my heart again. I read this a few days ago. And then, you know, every time you read it, really, even though we done read it a lot, it means something different
right.
Every single time. And it's the unity and the maturity in the body of Christ. Listen to what Paul was saying to the church, man. He says, as a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live life worthy of the calling you have received, Rev. Oh, I'm talking to you, Rev. I'm talking to you now, Rev.
Yes, sir.
What it says.
Yes,
be
sir.
Completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Oh, you always talk about that love, man. It says, make
yes,
every
sir.
Effort to keep the unity of the spirit through the bond of peace. My God. It says, there is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called. One Lord.
All right.
One faith, one baptism, one
oh,
God,
yeah.
one
oh,
body
yeah.
of all. Who is over all, through all, in all. Watch this, Rev.
Okay.
It said, but to each one of us, grace has been given. I'm getting excited. It says, listen to what it read like, buddy. Listen to what it read like, brother, Rev. Here. Brother D, listen to what it read like. But to each one of us, grace has been given. Grace has been given. I'm going to say that one more time. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ appointed it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people. Oh, that was dope. Listen to what it says, Red. What does he ascend mean except that he also descended to the lower earthly region? Descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. Here you go to grave, right?
Wow.
So Christ himself gave the apostles.
That's it.
Prophets.
That's it.
Evangelists, pastors, and the teachers to equip his people for work of service.
Oh, Lord.
That's a fear, Rev.
You want something, man. You want something.
Listen to what he said, Rev. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
To equip earth so that the body of Christ may be built up. Oh, Rev, you came on, something came across your heart. And you said, we need to pray for the nation. We need to pray for our land. We need to pray for our people.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I bless you, brother, this morning.
Can I do that, man? Can I do this? Can I do this, man? Well, I'm supposed to be gone, man, but can I do it anyway, though, man, since we're here?
Come on,
please let me do it. Just say I can do it.
Come on,
I just ain't going to do it for two of them. Two or three of these verses. Look at 11 right here. He said, and he gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, help me, Holy
oh,
Spirit.
Yeah.
For the working of ministering for the edifying of the body of Christ. Well, look what he said, Reverend. Till we all come again in unity of faith.
Oh, yeah.
And look at this. In of the knowledge of the Son of God in the perfect man unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Oh, I'm going to leave it alone right there. You know why? Because I believe, help me, Holy Spirit. That's what's happening here, man. That's what's happening. That's it there, bro. That's right there, man. I love that scripture there. It's encouraging, man. Very encouraging.
Yeah,
that's encouraging. Yes, yeah. That's what we do, man. But just think about it. You got the apostles there. Think about it. You got the pastors there. Think about it. You got a teacher there. Think you got watch this. Think you got an evangelist there. We all be there and we all on one accord. And then watch this.
Yeah.
And the church would be edified. It would be because Jesus came in. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And you just sang this song for money, though. Hey, you just sang this song, you can't be God's giving. They saw when you're giving an offering, but I'm going to tell you something. I took that song another way, Reverend. You can't be God's giving. You can't be His grace. You can't be His mercy. You can't be His love. He said, but the more you give, He'll give unto you. Hey, just keep on giving. You know the law. Oh, you've been around the song, have you?
Mm-hmm.
Let me get out of here, man. Hey, man, I love y'all, man. I got to go in there, man, for these folks put me out of here, man. Y'all stay good, man. Y'all be good, man. Y'all be good, brothers and sisters. Love you, brother.
I love
y'all. And you can't do nothing about it either. Brother Nutty, you can't do
nothing.
How many kids you snatching? You still can't do nothing about it. I'm gone, brother.
He can't go nowhere, y'all. He can't go nowhere.
He had to go. My God.
Oh yeah, I like that though. That what we do. That's what we do though, Nutty. That's what we do, brother Nutty. What we do? My God, equipping people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up. Oh yes, so we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God. And become mature, obtaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Oh, the word of God. Paul telling us something right here, man. I'm getting excited again, Reverend. Paul telling us something right here. He said, listen what he said. He said, so Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. Until we all reach the unity, not some of us, till we all reach the unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, obtaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Listen to what we like. I'm done. I'm about to wrap up. It says, then we will no longer be epic. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. We're going to grow up, brother. We're going to grow up, Brother Nutty. It says, then we will no longer be empty, tossed back and by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning of craftiness of people in their deceitful schemes. Oh, they ain't gonna be able to get over on you no more, Matty. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, Reverend. They ain't gonna be able to just tell
yes,
you go for it, Brother D. They ain't gonna be able to just do anything to you and then twist you up. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. My God, my God. It says instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect that mature body of Him who is the head. That is Christ. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It says, from him, the whole body, joint, hold together by every supporting limb, grow and builds itself up in love.
Yes.
As each part does its work. My God, my God. May God be in the blessing of the word, brother. I just can't, I don't know where that comes from. But when Rev was just saying, pray.
It came from the heart, Randy. You know where it came from. It came from the heart.
Oh, yes.
It came from the heart. Yes, sir.
Yes, no, God, we thank you for your Holy Spirit right now that you sit upon us. Lord, oh, God, we just ask that you continue to just move in a mighty way. Oh, we ask that you continue to just touch every man and woman under the sound of my voice. We ask that you bless them, that you keep them covered and keep them safe. No weapon formed against them to prosper. Oh, God, in any tongue that rises up against them shall be condemned in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just pray that you continue to just give us the increase on God's plan, oh, God. We ask that you continue to just give us the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, Lord, to speak your word boldly. Oh, we ask that you continue to let it flow off our tongues like the rivers of living water. Oh, we praying for the nation this morning, oh, God. We praying that you just cover us and keep us. Oh, God, you said in your word, Lord, if you just drop your cross, drop our cross and follow you, you will heal the land, oh, God. You said in your word, Lord, if we just humble ourselves, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If we just move in the matter of you, oh, God, if we just come in complete surrender, oh, God, that you will take the plague off the land, oh, God. We're praying for the sick and hospital beds this morning, oh, God. We praying that you give the doctors and the nurses, oh God, the knowledge, Lord, to heal in the name of Jesus. Because we know you're able and we know you will. We praying for the prison cell this morning, oh God. We praying for each dysfunctional relationship this morning, oh God, because we know that the end is near. So we ask that you just move in the mighty way right now, God. Help me, Holy Ghost. We ask that you move on behalf of your people right now, God. We ask that you show up and show out when the time is right. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We thank you for your word this morning, oh God. We thank you that you saw fit, Father God, to bring us all together on one occasion, on one accord once again, oh God. Oh, because you said if your name be lifted up, you would draw all men into thee. So I just thank you. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. If I had 1,000 tongues, I couldn't thank you enough, oh God, that you are God and you are God all by yourself. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen, amen. Hey, Brother Randy and Reverend Henry, I just opened my Bible up, and I'm in Ephesians, right? I just want to add to something and just tell you, Randy and Reverend Henry and Brian and Dee and Darrell, everyone, just it's Ephesians 6:10.
Yeah.
Six chapter verse 10. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against wiles of the devil.
Yes.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the ruler of the darkness of this world, against the spirit of wickedness in a high place. Wherefore, to you, the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and have done it all to stand. Stand therefore, having your lying grit about with the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. I just wanted to add that to it, Randy, because that's what we're doing here.
Okay.
We're standing on it. And just thank y'all for just let me read that. It just came to me when you said what you said. It was 6:10-14 what I just read, and that's what we're doing here. We're not only fighting the flesh and everything. We fight bad spirits. We fight all kind of stuff daily. Yesterday was a prime example. It was fighting, but we kept pushing it, and we still got the show going. So it just we're doing good work. We're doing good work. That's all I had to add to it, Randy. May y'all have a blessed day.
Oh my God, just bless up His word, brother.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. For all He has blessed us on today. Truly, we must put on the whole armor. God's armor is a good armor to have on, because that will help us fight against all tricks, all trickery, all fiery darts, all things that come up against us. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord for His blessings. Oh, thank the Lord for all that He has did this morning. He allowed to be put back on our minds to pray. If we would come together in unity, put me in remembrance of over in the second chapter of Acts, we talk about how blessing it is to come together in unity. We come together in unity and on one accord, hoping for God's blessing. He will, because He was told where two or three, He'll be in the midst if we come together. Hallelujah. With God on our hearts to look towards Him for the hope of success. Hallelujah. That we're hoping for, He turns and make it a reality. So we thank God for all that He blessed us with this morning. For that Ephesians 6, yes, sir, and also Ephesians 4. Thank you, Lord, for the prayer, for the witnesses, for the acknowledgement of. It's prayer time. Oh, hallelujah. Now, I'm glad about it that God allows us this time that we come to Him to communicate with Him, to speak to Him. Oh, and to speak to Him must be a relationship. Oh, we thank God that we live in a way to where we can talk to God and He hears us and answer prayer. This is it. This is how He has blessed us this morning. Oh, even with as Sister Martha, Aunt Martha blessed us without the darkness, out of the darkness. Praise the Lord. I cried unto the God. We're so great a God as our God. Psalm 77:13. Hallelujah. I cried out to God, who is so great a God as our God. You see, remembering the past can bring hope to the present. Remember how God has blessed you, give you strength to know that He's able and He will take care of you, even in the midst of the storm. Remember when it was calm, and know that you know a man. You have a God, you have a Savior that can calm the storm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's another expression of love that He showed us. Also, work together. He gave us work together. The growth we gain from waiting on God is often greater than the answer or result we desire. The hope, the growth we gain from waiting on God is often greater than the answer or result we desire. We wait on the Lord. He oh, hallelujah. We wait on God and wait up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We wait on God and how he manifested. See, God knows just when the right time it is to move. You know, we sing songs, he may not come when we want him, but he's always on time. He knows just how long to leave us in the fire. Oh, hallelujah. He knows just what the degree, how hot to make it or when to cool it off. God knows, hallelujah, far better than we know. That's why we need to trust his hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When we can't see the way, trust and hope in God. Hallelujah. For he's able to carry us through. He's able. Hallelujah. He's able. You know, even Job had it within his heart, burning up on his heart. Though you slay me, yet will I trust you. Lord, though you have me here in this point, Lord, I'm trusting you to take the wheel and steer me where you would have me to go. Now, not as I see it, but I'm looking to an all-wise, all-knowing God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being there for us. Thank you, Lord, for carrying us through. Thank you, Lord. All praise, all glory, all honor unto him, majestic and majesty. Hallelujah. We thank God. Thank even for this day, we thank God. Even for oh, so I might make I sound crazy, but even for this coronavirus, we thank you, Lord, because if he allowed it, we know he's able to lift it, and even if he don't, he may use some of it to carry us to our final resting place. But oh, if we rest in him, we are right because we trust him. Hallelujah. He's the creator. Hallelujah. He can speak. Man will live, and he can also speak, and man will lay down, and die. This is whom we serve, an almighty, almighty God. So trust him, even with your prayers, trust him, even with your hope, trust him, with your love, trust him, hallelujah, depend upon him, and watch him give you the same testimony, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, that when I was down, he lifted me. Oh, hallelujah, when I felt without, hallelujah, when I felt pushed away, he made me feel love. When I was sick, he healed me. Oh, hallelujah, when I was down, he raised me. And when I was on high, he even lifted me higher. Hallelujah, this is whom we serve. This is whom we love. This is whom we give thanks to. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for one beautiful thing about it. One beautiful thing about it is that if he allowed us to come together and pray, we're going to rejoice because we're going to be able to see the evidence of God answering our prayer. We're going to see the evidence of God making a way out of no way. We're going to see the evidence of God coming through. So, and as the unity, as the body come together, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, in one mind, in one spirit, is that we hear from the Lord with one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Hallelujah. Oh, one thing about it, see the head that holds the eyes and the nose and the mouth, they can only do so much, but when the rest of the body come into play, when the arms come to help and the feet and legs, they come together, we realize all the things will work together for the good of them that love the Lord. So we thank you. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. If there be no one else, we'll pray and thank God for what he has done this day. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. there be no pushes on the one button. We're praying. Thank God for what he has done. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
As we go together. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I just say it was in your hand, that Reverend Heron. No one pushed it.
Okay. Okay, praise the Lord. God bless you. As we go in prayer, we're remembering the request that we keep this even as we go throughout our day. And every time God allows it to be put on your mind, just whisper a little prayer for this. Oh, that this pandemic, this coronavirus, that these new variants, the Delta and all the different ones have come about. But, oh, hallelujah, we know somebody, Brother Nutt, Brother Red. We know somebody, Brother D, who is able. We know somebody that we, our Heavenly Father, that he gives us this personal relationship. And Martha, that we may talk to him, that we may take our troubles to him, that we may, oh, he knows our heart. And these are things we cannot say. He knows our heart. He knows what we mean. This is whom we thank him for allowing us to have this relationship with him, to have this time with him. This is whom we're finna talk to about the troubles of this world. Hallelujah. And we pray, Father God in heaven, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts. Thank you for your goodness. So thankful of your mercy. Thank you, Father God, how you have kept us. How you have carried us, how you allowed us to have a closer walk with thee, Father God. Even we realize that COVID-19, if it makes the world turn back to you and pray, we thank you for it, Father God. If it makes us all come together in unity and turn from our wicked ways that we made here from heaven, hallelujah, that we know that if we turn and start pleasing you, you will forgive sin and heal the land. So, Father, we come, oh, with thanksgiving upon our hearts, with our hearts bubbling over for your grace, for your mercy, for your love. Father, we're so thankful that you allowed us to be in your presence, allow us to yet be remaining here, Father God. Oh, bless us to do all that you have allowed our hands to do, Father God, that you've given us another day. This day, another day that we've never seen before. Oh, and grace and mercy, we pray to be in this day. Pray for the protection of those that will go through work, Father God. Pray for the protection of those that have to travel for their job. We pray for those, Father God, that are yet abiding. Hallelujah. Abiding, going through, Father, as we say, the storm is going into a storm. Some already in the midst of a storm, and some is coming out of a storm. But, Father, we're so thankful that we know you who allowed the storm, and we trust you, Father God. We hope in you, Father God. You have brought us and taught us and helped us and carried us. We thank you. We want to remind others and ourselves that it is because of you we live, we move, and we have our being. It is because of you that we're able to even breathe on our own. It is because of you. You are the one that gives air, whether it's through natural breathing or if some have to have oxygen. It is because of you. You are the one that allow it. It is still your air, Father God, for you gave man the wisdom and the knowledge to be able to let oxygen be, Father God. So we say thank you. We say thank you. We love you. In the name of Jesus, continue blessings, we ask. Continue, we speak healing in the name of Jesus. We speak continual covering over your children. We speak it and we claim it in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for the messages on today and the messengers on today. Cover each and everyone's house, Father God, and bring unity in this body that we come together, Father God, and be all that you would have us to be pleasing in thy sight, that we come together, we lay down differences as we come together with one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and we come together to say thank you, Lord, and we love you, Lord, and have your way, Father. Do what you will, Father God, for you know that it will make for you in Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. To be thy will. Hallelujah. We'll be back, Father, in your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.